When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and our gentle thems and our ladies. Welcome to Fightful Select Online, wherever you're getting your Fightful content. It is Saturday, August 18th. I'm Cresta Star, here with the beautiful, illustrious, the interviewing Shawn Michaeliest, Iridian. How are you tonight, Iridian?
I'm doing so good. How are you, Cresta? I was just telling you, you look so cute right before we went on. So I'm about to give, we're about to give cute collision, colliders, cowgirls, whatever.
Collider queens.
Yes, everything. I'm so excited. It was a really, really good show. So I'm excited to talk about it with you and the chats. So guys, make sure that you start getting those chats in, the super chats, the humper chats. We are ready to go and put them on the screen tonight. We're ready.
I am so excited. And if you guys are excited, like Iridian said, go ahead and leave us a thumbs up, especially if you're watching this after the live. Give us a super chat. It lets us know that you love us and we love you. If you're like, super chats are lame, you can head over to humperchats.com. The beautiful Lewis in chat is going to be helping us, making sure we read all of your comments. Humperchats.com. You put in your dollar amount, your comment. We get to keep a little bit more of the proceeds. Everyone's happy. Same thing with super chats. It's just a little bit more. Go to YouTube. That's about it. There's also FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. Why get it aggregated from other places? We got Jay White updates. We got Sour Graps, Q&A with Sean Ross Sapp. Why get the trickle-down economics? Get it from the sauce.
Yeah.
Fightful Select.
And it's great. The $5 tier is great. We have a $10 tier that goes extra and sends you the emails, sends you the updates of every single thing. We have more tiers. 10 out of 10, guys. Honestly, recommend it. The best scoops in the business.
The only tears we're missing is you guys to tell us how much you love, hate, watch wrestling. That's the only tears we are missing now. Ladies and gentlemen, what a show tonight. We had a show.
We did.
I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm suffering from wrestling fatigue. A little burnt out. It wasn't doing it for me. What did you think of the show overall, Iridian?
You know, I really liked how the show started. I think once we got to the 8 o'clock hour, into the second half of the show, I was like, oh, this is kind of moving along quick. Are we like done already? Mm-hmm. It just kind of caught me off guard. And then the main event did get half an hour, which was nice. But also, I wasn't super into the main event. That was on me. And I'm sure everyone in the chat feels differently about it. But I wasn't into it. So it was kind of tough to like go through that last half hour, but the last 5 minutes were insane, so I can't wait to talk about that. But overall, my rating, like out of 10, I'd give it like a 6.5, and I know that's maybe a little harsh, maybe a little more towards a 7, but that's just how I feel. Out of 10,
opinion, you're allowed.
What would you give it tonight?
I want to start off with giving it what Ricardo said, just saying hi with $2 with the super chat. See y'all afterwards. I'm gonna give it a 2 as well. That was honestly, I don't know. Okay. Because the entire collision, I was kind of like, eh, maybe I'm gonna give it a 5-2. Nah, I'm gonna give it a 5. Maybe it's me. I'm willing to say that maybe it's me. Don't work yourself into a shoot, Jabroni Mark XOXOHX. You know what I mean?
I'm with you. And you know what, guys? Oh, sometimes we might say things on this chat. I know we're gonna say them here tonight. It's just how we feel. It's our opinions. It's based off our day, based off our week. And it's okay. We all have different days, different feelings. And it's okay. That's the great thing. We can all come and have a conversation about it as long as everyone is polite.
Keep it cute or you get the mute. Also, if you disagree, send a super chat.
and we'll fight with you on air.
We'll fight with you on air. Let's start off with our first match fight of the night. We have Britt Baker versus Harley Cameron, and I am all up on the social medias, and Harley Cameron posted a guitar video of her singing some Chapel Road. I was like, ah, Harley Cameron is so talented.
I literally have a Pink Pony Club shirt on right now.
I mean, honestly, at this point, Chapel Roan should just open up for Effie everywhere he goes. Honestly, truly. This is what we... Chapel Roan needs to open up for Fifo.
He needs to open up for this show.
Open up, yes! Chapel deserves everything. We love Chapel Roan. But getting back to the wrestling, before we like, this is not what I signed up for. The match itself was very good. What my biggest critique was for the first half of the match, when Harley Cameron was in control, I don't like how quiet the crowd was. I think Harley was working fine. She was working stiff, in my opinion. Stiff in a good way. Stiff kind of in a wrestle by numbers way towards the middle of the match. Ultimately, DMD gets the win. Before we get into the post-match, what did you think, or do you have any thoughts on this match in particular?
First of all, the outfits were outfitting, okay?
Yes.
Beautiful, stunning. I live for the gear that all the women have, that they had tonight. It was incredible. That stomp that Britt gave Harley, it was devastating.
It was pretty brutal.
I actually love seeing Harley every single week. I think she's so talented. I think that she gets better every time that we see her in that ring. And I love that Nigel was talking about her ventriloquism skills, because I have seen them live and it's amazing. It's literally amazing. And her ventriloquist doll is a man. So she does that little like rough voice. It's fantastic. So she needs to maybe incorporate that more into her, you know, wrestling skills, but she
like cousin awesome. Jimmy with a. Can you imagine? Yeah, and my friend is gonna beat you up, and everyone looks at her like,
what are you talking about?
You yes. know, your ventriloquist just challenged Eddie Kingston to a.
Yeah. No, it was so good. I'm thinking that this was a good match for Collision to have started off with.
Yes. Go ahead.
No, I do agree with you. But I was like, why is everyone shutting up while Harley's like getting the upper hand? Rude. Because I would be clapping the whole time.
I feel like people have been complaining online, Britt Baker this, Britt Baker that, you're getting something different. And then you quiet. What? Fickle. I got to give it's called a soul food blast, but it looked like she just cross-chopped Britt Baker when she tried to give her the lockjaw. That was almost cartoon levels of comedy, because it was great. It was great. Yeah.
It's a good visual. If that was a mistake, I honestly didn't notice it, because I was just like, yes, that worked.
I lived. Yeah. It was great. Eventually, DMD does pick up the win. She hits a sling blade. I think it was a sling blade into a stomp. For the win. Post-match, listen, I love Mercedes, but I am a Camille Brick stan. I've been happy that she's just anywhere that I could see her. Camille Brick and Mercedes come out. Camille Brick looks like a brick. Her arms look like four bricks. I would never want to wrestle that woman. I wouldn't even want to arm wrestle that woman. Are you kidding me? They come out. Mercedes says, go handle my light work. DMD said, I'm not playing with you. I'm going to get this kendo stick, because you literally have bricks for forearms. I'm not playing with you. Camille grabs a candlestick and says, I'm not playing with you. Mushes her and then breaks it. If I'm D&D at that moment, I'm looking like, bah! So then she picks up old girl, beats her up a bunch. And you know, it was Camille snatches the candlestick, breaks it into a pump kick, carries D&D lifeless body onto the mat, and then throws her with what looks like what Lance Archer does to people.
Not Lance Archer.
You know, when he'd be carrying people, just yeets them across.
That's insane. Oh,
girl. And did I lie? Tell me what I lied in that dramatic reenactment. That's exactly what happened.
That's so funny. Now I'm going to think about that every time that she does it.
Just the last, like, get out of here.
The launch is insane.
Honestly, she's so good. I feel bad for Mercedes if Camille turns on her, because she's going to kill you, girl.
You know what's crazy? You know, Mercedes came out to rain on Britt Baker's parade after she won. Mm-hmm. And the one that was really showing out was Camille. Like, I want to see her. And that's no shade to Mercedes, but it's like, Camille is it right now. Like, I want to see her fight. The way she broke that kendo stick in half, I was scared.
Yo, bro, like literally, I can hear the Scooby-Doo roar, Raggy. Like, let's go. She broke this candlestick with ease. Let's go. We got to leave.
We have to leave with a quickness. I'm so excited to see what they're going to do with her, because I do think that she's going to turn on Mercedes. And I do see her as champion. And I think it's exciting to have someone else in the mix of who could potentially be a champion in AEW, which I'm excited to see what happens, hopefully, at All In. But I don't know. I don't know. There's so many things that could people, you know, there's rumors that maybe Jamie Hayter is going to come back. I don't know. But Camille is it right now. She's the it girl.
Yes. And y'all know I'm a fine connoisseur of beef. So I look at Camille Brick and I'm thinking, man, her versus Chris Statlander.
Stop it. Stop it.
In her versus Willow Nightingale. Ooh, we're eating good. So beefy.
That's literally in my notes. I said, give me Camille versus Statlander. That's what I need.
Meat Madness is trademarked. So equality. We next have a tag team title match for the Ring of Honor World titles. Come on, Ring of Honor on Collision, getting some shine. Wasn't mad at this. This was Dustin Rhodes and Sammy Guevara. I mean, I guess he's been on Ring of Honor. Welcome back, Sammy Guevara. Versus the Undisputed Kingdom of Mike Bennett and Matt Taven, who were the champions. I'm going to be real with you. Mm. The Undisputed Kingdom don't never do it for me. These are guys that are always like, when are you losing? These are perfect heels. Because I'm like, they're smarmy, bro. They're so smarmy. I'm like, hey, when are you guys losing?
You know what's awesome. So funny? In the promo, they were talking about the Dark Order and how the Dark Order was like kind of helping them out. And I was like, oh my God, yes, finally, a little variation, something interesting. Mm. And then they didn't even come out with them tonight. And I was like, throw the whole match away.
Like garbage. The match itself was fine. I do like the millions of crossroads and the way Mike Bennett and Matt Taven were selling Dustin's crossroads was
crazy.
A touch below Shawn Michaels selling. A touch. Just a touch. I lived. It was great. We do get now. Listen, again, I'm a child of the inner tubes. I thought we didn't like Sammy. First, people was booing him. Okay. Then they was cheering him. I was sports confused. This is me the whole match. Yay, boo, boo, yay, yay, boo, yay.
Please, I was confused in general because I was like, why are we having this match? I was like, why do we keep showing Ring of Honor? Why are the championships from Ring of Honor here in AEW? Like, I was like, okay, I thought we had their own brand. You have to pay for Ring of Honor for a reason. Why are we giving it for free? Like, I don't understand. If we're still trying to get the audience to move to Ring of Honor, I guess. But now that you have Sammy Guevara and Dustin as the champs, I would hope that they stop showing up in AEW and just stay on Ring of Honor. Because why are we continuing to like have them do like a back and forth? It's not making sense to me. But I was very confused as to why Sammy Guevara was getting cheered. It was justified. He was great in the match. But I was like, I thought we didn't like him. Like, what? What are we doing here?
I don't know. Listen, I will be the first to admit I'm a flip-flopper. If y'all hate him, I hate that guy too. If you love him, that's my favorite guy.
there's a couple exceptions that don't work. But yeah, when it comes to Sammy Guevara, if we're booing him, boo.
Yeah, if we're cheering him, I'm a flip-flopper. I'm not above it. We got a super chat from our man, Dex Bassett, says, Cressa, I've told you once, get off my man, Matt Taven, my purple king. Listen, the only thing me and Matt Taven got in common is purple.
Oh my God, Matt Taven and Mike Bennett. Sometimes I mix them up. Sometimes I get their spelling wrong. I don't know what it is. Like, you know what? I do know what it is. Where's Adam Cole? Put him in the video package. Do something. Do you remember when Adam was like injured the first time and then Roddy was like nursing him back to health and they were doing all that stuff? That's what I need. I need that again, but I just need some type of authority because I don't believe that any one of these guys is the boss.
That's crazy because I feel the same way too. I feel like no matter how much authority Roderick Strong has in that situation, Roderick Strong, stop it.
And that's why I was excited for the possibility of the Dark Order maybe getting involved with this, because I believe it when I see the Dark Order. Mm-hmm. They are business. I don't know if they, I guess they've just portrayed themselves differently. I can't buy into it. And it might just be me. I don't know how people feel. I mean, apparently Dex is like Matt Taven, you know.
Listen, if anything, I am consistent. I've been hating on Matt Taven since TNA. If anything, I'm consistent. In this match, there was a consistent amount of shenanigans. There was so much shenanigans in the latter half of this match that I thought this was going to end in a DQ. The Undisputed Era was going to retain, because we get Roderick Strong and the Beast Mortos comes out. Dustin kicks out at 2 because they almost pin him. The Von Erichs, Gates of Agony, and Brian Cage come out. The Conglomeration comes out. I remind you, there's a whole match. There's a cutter from the third row, and there's a senton from Sammy on Mike Bennett for the Dustin pin. We got new champions, and Dustin Rhodes is a double champion in Ring of Honor. I like Dustin Rhodes. No complaints. Think that he's great as a double champion. I like Sammy. Unless we don't like Sammy, then I don't like Sammy. No complaints. I agree with Iridian that maybe we should have did this on Ring of Honor. Give a title change to Ring of Honor, but I also understand that more eyes are on Collision. Yeah. So, you know, it was inoffensive. It was a match that happened. Shout out to the new champions. What did you think about this overall, Iridian?
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of shenanigans. My notes could not keep up because I wrote like Mortos and Roddy and then the Von Erichs. And then literally in my notes, I said, oh my God, I can't write all of these people down.
Because that's real.
I was trying to count. I was like, all right, I see Khan, I see Brian Cage, and then Kyle O'Reilly. And I was just like, whatever at that point. I was like, okay, Dustin, he's now part of two teams. And now, he's a champion in both those teams. He stays earning his check. That's on period.
Honestly, one of the hardest working men in professional wrestling. Say what y'all want about Jeff Jarrett, too. That man ain't never missed a direct deposit since 1987. I tell you what.
That's wild. I feel like you bring up Jeff Jarrett every week. It always surprises me.
I respect it. Listen, character heel, the worst. Businessman.
Smart one for real.
Listen, not a lot of people hustle Vince McMahon, and that's a man who lived the tale. That's a man that lived the tale. Okay. Say what you want. He ain't never, he been eating good. He can be eating so good, he got 50 people on his roster.
Oh my God.
We get a video package talking about Danielson versus Swerve. My only notes is, hey, let's play a Machine Head. That's all I got. What you got?
I don't got anything. I was like, great. I honestly expected Nigel to go harder.
Me too.
And I was like surprised by like who was like voting for who they thought they were going to do. I was like, oh, maybe Willow will say Danielson, but she said Swerve. So I was like, oh, okay. The cards were not falling where I thought they were going to fall. But Nigel getting the last word was insane. Whoever planned that was a genius.
Nigel, honestly, we need to have a Player Hater of the Year award. And Nigel needs to be in serious contention up there with Drew McIntyre.
Did you see that interview of him with, I believe it was Chris Van Vliet? And Nigel said he was in the ring. He was taking bumps for the last couple months. So I'm thinking we're going to get this match. There's no way we don't get this match, right?
I want it. Listen, I don't know where the AEW headquarters is, but I will walk there. I will walk there and be like, Mr. Khan, can I speak? Not your dad, you, Tony. Let me talk to you.
Let me talk to you.
I don't care if it's a squash match. I want Nigel to get the mic for 2 minutes and then Danielson come out there and just beat the brakes off it.
Okay, so you think Nigel would get squashed? Not even one hit?
Nah, dogs. I think Nigel has to go out there and pull a Joe Hendry, just destroy this man on the mic. And then Danielson come out there and say, that's a stretch, and just beat this man. Beat him up so bad that when he go to put his arm up, is Danielson putting his arm up like, nah, is he getting his ass whooping? The whole time Collision started, you've been talking shit.
So the entrance is definitely going to be longer than the match for this one.
Nah, I mean, Danielson's a sicko. And Nigel would do the job because he's a sicko too. Can you imagine? They have, and then
he would go back to the commentary table right after.
This is ridiculous. You see the working conditions that I have to work in? Remember that time Christian Cage was talking about the ridiculous working conditions? He was on to something.
Crazy. Okay, Tony, we just booked that match for you.
We just booked it for you. That can be the welcome. Intro. You hire me. Next, we have a backstage segment with Chris Jericho and Renee Paquette. Mm-hmm. And even before the camera completely cut to Renee, you can see Renee was already over there. She plays such a good straight man in like that comedy duo because she's like,
yeah,
your jacket is loud, sir. That was a very yellow jacket. That jacket, like he said at the end, said, you like my jacket, don't you? That's a yellow jacket. That jacket's yellow. Chris Jericho said some interesting things here about Hook. He said, I'll blind you in the other eye. Not very demure, not very thoughtful, not very mindful. Not very mindful at all. Mm-hmm. He said to give him an eyeful. I'm sorry. he said, after I beat you, Hook, you're banned from the Chris Jericho vortex. Yo, that's an all non-meme, Jericho.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Then he turns his attention to the Dynamite Kid and says, I knew the original Dynamite Kid. Your uncle wouldn't like you. I'm like, hey, yo, bro.
That's wild. That's disrespectful, TBH.
That's Christian Cage levels of your dad is dead.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then again, I have at the end, that's a very yellow jacket. Do you have any notes? Hi, guys.
Honestly, no, because I didn't watch the promo. I'm so sorry, guys, if you were waiting for my opinion on that.
Not very demure. Not very mindful of you.
Not very mindful of me. Not very demure. Very, very sorry on that one. I did catch, I believe he was talking about, he was talking about the Dynamite Kid. I think for like the last 5 seconds, that's what I caught. And then I was like, oh, it's done. And then we moved on to the next match. So I don't feel like I missed a lot, honestly. And if I did, I missed it.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to Chris Jericho. I'm sorry to that segment. But sometimes it's a lot. Sometimes it's and I feel like we are past the point with AEW where we no longer have to be like, guys, just give it a chance. Now I can treat it like WWE because some segments I'm like, I'm gonna go take a piss. Sorry. We honestly, we can do that now. You're part of the fold.
We've been on TV for a year now. Like, I feel like we got some of the things down. And sometimes things don't work. And that's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Next, we had Hologram versus Angelico. What a match. Let me tell you why this didn't work for me, brother.
What?
The match was good. But there was too many commercials in this match for me. For me. The match was great.
Got it.
But I feel like it started, then we went to picture in picture. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Like, hey, put that back. right when they started going, and there was another commercial, and then it went after that, it went to regular commercials. Like, what are you, yo, who's booking this? What was the business? Who's booking this crap?
No, I completely agree with you. And you know what sucks is that we really don't get to see a lot of Angelico. So yes, he is fantastic in the ring. And the fact that we were like, oh my God, yes, we finally get him in the ring with someone who literally they're like looking in a mirror, because they have the same set of skills. They are fantastic. Mm-hmm. The audience loves them. And here we are going to commercial. Like, what are we doing? We don't have enough time. We don't have time for this.
You can go to commercial or Chris Jericho.
Don't even get me started. We had a whole Chris Jericho promo, and we have picture in pictures of Angelico versus Hologram. What is this?
I'm calling the cops. I'm being assaulted by eyes. I'm being assaulted by these commercials. I don't want to be solicited to. I want to watch Angelico and Hologram wrestle, bro. Bro, I don't know where Hologram thinks of these things. At one point, he gets on this man's back like he's about to do a Canadian Destroyer. And Helico stands up, and he's like 9 feet tall. Hologram pops up on his shoulders, jumps down, and does some defying gravity thing into a pin. I'm like, what?
It's crazy.
What's happening?
It was so entertaining to watch. You really felt like you couldn't blink because you were going to miss something. Like that dive that Hologram had straight out into Angelico. This is the second time that he does it, where the person who is like catching him like literally flies.
I thought he was going to right there on the top of his nugget. I was so scared.
You know what's crazy to me about this match was that Tony Schiavone at one point, like towards the end of the match, he was like, they're even cheering for Angelico, which I was like, excuse me, sir. That's disrespectful. What do you mean they're even cheering for Angelico? That's rude.
What you mean by that? What you mean by that? But also, this is the same guy who said, come on now, speak, bitch. Tony rude. Tony undercover rude.
Tony is like slipping every now and then.
He's been sitting next to Nigel too long. That's why I gotta be a mauling at a squash match. You gotta be some man is in the Nigel. So Tony, like, ooh, I could be next.
Crazy behavior on commentary tonight.
That's something I could always count on. Commentary on Collision and even TNA. Commentary everywhere, I will say. All over wrestling has been eating. There's a lot of haters. There's a lot of a couple of haters.
Dad.
We do get a super chat, but also a pro tip from Delayed Grats. Thank you so much. It says Triller, AEW plus VPN, if you're in the USA, equals no picture-in-picture. Plus, you get a discount on pay-per-views. Plus, you can watch old episodes of AEW. Come on, you should be a Triller ad, VPN, like, ad writer. What are those people called? I don't know.
10 out of 10 for that description, Cresta.
Honestly, sometimes I wonder how I got this job. Thanks, Sean Rossap. Sean Rossap.
Someone clip that and send it to him, please, and tell him we love him.
Someone's going to clip that. And then I can see the Twitter now. Look at these AIs cheering on Sean. He has nothing else to do.
Not the AI. Oh, my God.
We're AIs.
Crazy.
You know what? That is super crazy because I am going to pivot here. Somebody said play the Nord ad. That's crazy. That's not our ad tonight, but you know who is? BetOnline.
BetOnline.ag is the official betting partner of Fightful. 100% of the time when you get the odds from Fightful, they are coming from BetOnline.ag. And it's not just wrestling. It's not just MMA and boxing. It's football, it's basketball, baseball, hockey. They have the earliest lines. You can bet big with the high limits and rebet functionality. They have the fastest payouts with winnings paid in minutes and the industry's best bonuses on every qualifying deposit. They've been trusted for 25 plus years. It's not some fly-by-night company. BetOnline AG has been there. They've done that. In addition, they're trusted by millions. They've got VIP rewards programs and a ton of popular games. BetOnline.ag, that's where I go to make my bets. That's where I suggest you go to, my friends. Please just bet what you can and bet responsibly.
Bet responsibly. I know you spend all your money on title belts and going to shows. please don't get kicked out of your house. But if you got a little extra dollars, you know, you never know. You never know. Yeah. You never know. Believe that. All right. After that hologram, by the way, hologram gets the pin. I don't know if I said that because we started talking about something else. But hologram does get the pin on Angelico. It was a superb match. I'm not complaining about the match. I'm complaining about the amount of commercials. Because honestly, Your Honor, disrespectful to me and this wrestling business.
Yeah.
You know what wasn't disrespectful to me in this wrestling business? I like to learn. We had a whole video segment on the Tiger Driver 91.
Crazy. Crazy. I was sports educated tonight.
I love the sport. Come on, we sports educated. Yeah. I did not know all of that from Tiger Driver 91. Mm-hmm. When they were like, he brought it out of retirement in 2020. I'm like, I feel like I've been seeing Sammy Callahan do that on TNA, but I digress. I digress. You know, I wasn't mad at it. Mm-hmm. And I do like, because I do think that sometimes wrestling knowledge can be gatekept by people like, you didn't know that he invented that in 91? No, I didn't. I started watching in 2020, bro. Of course I didn't know.
No, so but you
no, but you should know.
No, but you know what's crazy? Is that people who are like, oh, you didn't know that? Are the same people who are like, what was the theme song for SummerSlam in 1980? Like, whoa, relax. No, first of all, nobody cares what the theme song was.
Nobody cares. That's what it was. The answer is nobody cares.
Nobody cares. And second of all, like, why would you gatekeep that? Like, if people are learning, people are learning. And that's it. You don't have to shame people. We all watch the same things on TV.
I do like them making the education a little bit more accessible so you know where to start. Because sometimes Google can be dubious. And I will also say media literacy is in the trash right now. So if you've got a good place to start, like, this is the originator. This is why they stopped it. This is why Will Ospreay did it. And this is why he stopped it. Now you at least know where to go in the right direction. So shout outs to sports entertainment and sports education.
Period.
After that, we had a scapegoat Jack Perry versus Danny Orion from DallasSingles.com.
Okay, hold on. Because as soon as they said DallasSingles.com, I said, oh, we're going to have a hoot with this one, okay? What in the world, okay? I was like, he didn't even say exactly where he was from. He said, go directly to that website and find me. And I don't think he's going to get found because he lost the match. So.
I mean, he might. Listen, if Orange Cassidy can be introduced from wherever, weighing whatever, if Private Party could be weighed in at 8 cups of gin and juice, this man could be from DallasSingles.com.
That's crazy. Crazy. And the fact that they repeated it on commentary, like if people had misheard. No, we heard it the first time.
We heard it.
The fact that they repeated it, I was like, oh, my goodness. And then it was just the battle of the buns. Because, you know, Jack Perry had his little bun on the bottom. And Mr. Danny had his little half bun going on. So I was like, I'm ready. I'm prepared. And no, I really wasn't. Because Jack Perry ended this match in a minute.
Jack Perry said, I don't get paid by the hour.
Done. He said, I have things to do after this match. So we got to wrap it up, okay?
And he sure did. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a squash. Okay, it was a squish squash. And then afterwards, this man said, yo, I hate Darby Allin so much. I'm going to dress you up, Mr. DallasSingles.com, like Darby Allin. I'll put you in a body bag. I'll put this rinky-dink title in there. And I'm going to take out an uglier rinky-dink title and say, this is mine. That's not crazy.
Not an uglier rinky-dink title.
It just went. It's not bad looking, but it kind of looks like Luchasaurus's old shoulder plate. I don't know. Was that too much? Was that mean? I didn't mean it.
Hold on. Before we talk about the belt, I need to get your opinion on the spray painting directly to the face.
Oh, I'm suing for pain and suffering. Because you were spraying in that man's ear, in his nose. That's aerosol, baby.
Emotional distress. Okay, he better file something for emotional distress because that's insane. I was gagged.
You know, if I'm Mr. DallasSingles.com, I think I might make a call to one Christian Mingle and be like, yo, I know where this guy might be staying at. I could come pick you up. You know what I mean?
At this point, he might actually just call Christian.
Forget this man ain't got no father. Yo, come get this man.
Yes, he might call Christian again. It's literally insane. But the fact that he put him in that body bag that said Darby, put that title in there and then closed it, brought out this new title, which, based off the looks, I don't think it's going to be a top merch seller if they make a replica out of it, okay? That's just me.
I'm glad we're on the same page. I'm like, what is this burnt title?
But I feel like it suits him. It suits the scapegoat. For me, it kind of makes sense. It's like raggedy in not a bad way. It's like raggedy and there's like a little blood on it. It reminds me of when he set him, like when he was set on fire. That's what it reminds me of. It fits him. I don't think it's going to be a top merch seller. That's all I'm saying.
It kind of looks like, and I know this, he's trying to get away from this, but it looks like something from Jurassic Park. It's giving Jurassic. It's giving Jurassic. I'm sorry. It got the crocodile with the blood, like you about to velociraptor somebody. I'm sorry that you did this, Mimi.
It's giving Jurassic Express.
It is. It really is. It's giving Luchasaurus.
Giving Luchasaurus and Marco Stunt. It's giving Jungle Boy on the shoulders.
Giving oh. Yo, if I ever Jack Perry DM tonight is gonna be the night.
Hold on, Jack Perry, I want you to know we love you.
We love you. This is all memes and love.
I have no notes. 10 out of 10.
You beat up Mr. Singles.
It's fun and giggles for this little.
It's memes. Listen, for what it's worth, I cooked that triple B belt. Oh, I cooked stir fry. I cooked that belt. So it may not be a top merch seller, but I think it will move. Like it can fit an aesthetic. What if I'm a goth and I'm a wrestling goth, I would buy that.
Okay. See, I was trying to see it in that way too. I was like, okay. I was like, it's not like for me, but would it be for someone else? I was like, maybe, sure.
I mean, if I'm a goth. You know who that belt is for? Kylie, our new member. Thank you so much for joining the Fightful family. That belt's for you.
Shout outs to you, Kylie. Thank you so much.
Hey, we're going to move on from the burnt belt, the double B.
Bye.
All right. Goodbye, y'all. Show's over now. So, I just saw my end note and... Nah,
we're so unserious tonight, guys. Thank you so much.
This was an unserious show, so I'm unserious too. If you a clown, I'm a clown too.
Period. We on the same frequency.
So now we got an update, a video package. Pretty much, it was you about to get jump patriarchy. Really, you about to get jump Christian Cage and whoever else you got with you, because the Bang Bang Gang has had it with the patriarchy, and so is House of Black. I thought this was a House of Black promo because the way Malachi just pulled up and said House of Black Assemble. I was like, we getting the Avengers? Well, he said All Rise House of Black or whatever it was. I was like, we getting the Avengers. Hold
on. Because when he said All Rise House of Black, I was ready. I was like, okay, now let me get up on my seat.
I was sad.
I need to stand. He said, stand up. I said, I'm ready. Let's go.
And everybody made a good point. Like, yes, I'm sick of you, bro.
And they ended it with the house always wins. And I said, Miss Julia, I miss you. Your impact, TBH.
I have no notes. Because even the Bang Bang Gang, and I like to make fun of them for free. They were like, bro, you got us stripped of our titles. I think House of Black said this. How many more matches are you going to ruin? Because at some point, there's going to be a DQ match. Mm-hmm. Not my bunny is. But at some point, you can't cheat. And listen, I like Mama Wayne. I think she's great. But much like Rhea Ripley, at some point, you got to pay. You can't be meddling. If you meddling, you got... Even Dixie Carter went through a table. Do with that information as you will. But when he said at the end, Brody King, he said, hey, Chris, you feeling a little nostalgic? My note was TLC. TLC.
I'm dead.
Christian, that's big age. With that turtle that go through 3 tables by Brody King? Do it, you sick son of a bitch.
And just because you said that, you see it in Christian's mind that Christian's like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, because I'm a sicko. I'm a sicko. You damn right I'm doing it. I'm a sicko. That's why I watch AEW, because I'm a sicko too. I'm tee-hee and I'm laughing. But I'm right along with them. Do it, you sickos. Do it.
Do it. I dare you.
I double dog dare you. Do it, you cowards. I'll be in the front row at the New Day with the popcorn. Dude. So that leads into Christopher Daniels talking about, sorry, that's the ghost of Christian Cage trying to get me. Then we have Christopher Daniels talking about there's going to be a London ladder match for the trios title. And I'm like, okay. But then I come back to my guy, just do tables and ladders and chairs. Oh my, just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Shoehorn Edge in and just do it. Stop playing with me.
Shoehorn Edge in.
I've seen you shoehorn people in. And this, it's free. It's right there. When he said feeling nostalgic, I'm like tables, ladders, and chairs. Then stop it. It's free. It's right. It's free. You even had the Hardys at one point. That Camille did.
Please. I was so upset that we never got to see the Hardys versus Edge and Christian. Like, in a ladder match, like the money was there. That was a main event and we never got to see it. And who knows if we'll ever see it now. But they had that opportunity and they didn't do it. And that's like one thing that I will always be like, oh, you could have had it and you didn't.
You know what we got instead? Go fuck yourself.
That's what we
that's
got.
What we got.
We did. We got God.
And literally. Who do you think is going to be the third trios in this? The infantry?
I was like, maybe Blackpool Combat Club. But I don't know what Mox is doing. But we got Yuta back, Yuta and Claudio. Maybe Top Flight? Maybe. But I was like, I don't see it. I just don't know. I feel like they might just whip something up before, no, a week before. Literally, it's next week. So yeah. They might whip something up on Dynamite. Who knows? Yeah.
Like I said, I've seen y'all force situations where it's just put... Mark Briscoe, Edge, and who else is a sicko? I'm trying to think of who else is a sicko. Oh, man. Kyle O'Reilly. I don't care. They're all sickos. Do it.
Interesting. I don't know. There's so many options.
I'm going to go ahead and bring up Lewis's comment because I do think this is interesting. It might be Death Triangle or Lucha Bros since they resigned. I wouldn't hate that. But my issue with this is I want House of Black to win.
Oh, they need those titles back. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. The patriarchy, like, Dinosaur needs to turn up on him. He needs to turn up on Christian Cage and bite his neck.
The fact that Christian keeps playing this man dirty and Luchasaurus just stands there and takes it, that's wild. You're going to tell me Mama Wayne has a championship belt, but the heavy lifter of the group for a year doesn't have that title? That's crazy.
He's never in the main shot. You right. It's given Wardlow a la MJF.
That was like, it's like a ghost was mentioned right now.
I'm sorry.
Like,
who?
Who? Who was that?
He haunts the halls of AEW Wardlow. But that's what it's giving. At this point, like, honestly, just turn on him. And what is Nick Wayne going to do? And what is Mama Wayne going to do? I just go feral. Go back to the Savage. If you are a dinosaur and you put Mama Wayne through a table, nobody would bat an eye. Because you're a dinosaur. No one. Oh, the dinosaur did dinosaur things. Oh, my God. No.
Yeah.
I can't wait. That's going to be juicy. That's going to be juicy. But I will say, much like with the Wardlow situation, the reason why I compared it, don't wait too long. And it's already too long.
That's what it is. But I feel like in comparison to that situation with Wardlow, I feel like there is a little bit more story with Luchasaurus. Mm-hmm. And you can do a little bit more with him since there are a couple more members that he could play around with. If he's not really messing with Christian, he does have a story to go to back with Jack Perry.
That's true.
I know they also brought Marco Stunt back for that one time. I don't think he's like back officially with AEW. But if they do bring him back, there's a story there. He can have a fantastic singles run. Agreed. If he goes back to Luchasaurus and just eliminates that whole kill switch, because he will be a favorite. He's a monster. People love that. Meat division right there.
You got a whole Luchasaurus and a Lance Archer right there. Stop playing with me.
I wouldn't hate that main eventing every week, TBH.
That's I don't care if they just slap the shit out of each other for 20 minutes. Or just bump kick each other.
The last half hour of Collision every week.
I don't care. Like, who's booking this? Who is this booked for? And this is me and my TV.
us.
Me.
Us DMing each other. Are you watching this?
All I see is me. Look at this steak and this prime rib fighting. All right. I'm getting too hot. So I'm laughing. Guys, we had Claudio Castagnoli versus Leo Rush after this.
Yes. Do you have notes for this?
I said, poor David and Goliath. The arm drag attempt was thwarted. Thwarted, your new SAT word, ladies and gentlemen, by pure power. The heel kicks to the head when Claudio was trying to put him in another spin was cute. But my complaint about this is my same complaint about the Angelico match. Mm-hmm. Y'all had two commercials in this. And even when I started to get into it, I couldn't because we went to picture in picture. I see what we care about. Those are my notes. The elevated European uppercut. And only know that's how it won because they said it on commentary.
I have no notes for this match. I have the name. I have Claudio versus Leo Rush. And then I have the Stokely promo.
I mean, Leo did get yeeted into the crowd, but
unfortunate. Like, we knew going into this match, oh my God, it's Claudio. Claudio has a big match coming up. This guy needs to pull out a win. And when Leo Rush was announced, I said, oh no.
Not Leo, like this.
You just got here. I can't believe they're doing this to you. They're playing you dirty. Like, what? We just got here. And I get it. It's Claudio. Love him. 10 out of 10. I absolutely did not think Leo stood a chance tonight.
Not everyone could be a winner in wrestling. And that's the biggest thing I hate about it.
Yep. That they can't all win.
They all can't win. And this is bull. And I want to talk to someone's manager. I don't know whose manager, but I want to talk to somebody's manager. Everyone needs to crest his care base. I can tell you who got no care.
All right. I honestly, I was not mentally prepared for this promo because Stokely went into that knowing that he was never going to live it down. He knew, and he still went out there and did it. Insane. Probably one of my favorite promos of the night, but of Stokely. It was hilarious.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you cook. You cook it right now.
It was genuinely hilarious. And the fact that Statlander was like, it doesn't matter that this guy who we're going to fight, that he's bigger, that he's meaner, that he literally attacks everybody all the time. And Stokely's just there like his eyes started twitching. He was shook, okay? And I was like, oh no, Stokely, this is not good. And then I was like, damn, you're going to let Statlander do all the talking? Okay, now I thought you were the manager. I thought you were the voice here. But Statlander just seems so confident, and I absolutely love that. And Stokely seems like he is going to get thrown out of the ring.
There are a few people in the wrestling business that legitimately scare me, and Ishii is one of them.
Yep.
He looks like, what's funny? And you better tell him a funny joke. Yeah. and if he's better, not laughing like this. You
better make him laugh. Mm-hmm.
He has to be belly laughing because if he's not, oh, it's coitins. And people like Danielson got problems with Ishii.
That's so crazy.
Hathaway, I love you and I respect you, but you know, sometimes we get to see wrestling weddings. We get to see a wrestling funeral at All Out.
I just know his chest is not going to make it.
Oh.
How many chops do you think he's going to take? I think one for sure.
I'm going with 10. I think he is going to open up that man's bird chest and say, you will learn today. Today. On this day, you will learn.
Wow.
Not the wow.
It's gonna be such a good match. This is one that I'm absolutely excited for, just because there's gonna be so much shenanigans. I also know the wrestling is gonna be fantastic, by the way. I know Statlander and Willow are going to put on an amazing fight, and I know Ishii might have a run-in with Stat.
I think Ishii's gonna get picked up by Stat, and I'm gonna pop if that happens. I'm like, ah! You can see it. You can see her picking up. You can see her picking up. And you can see Willow pick it up, Stokely.
And I, oh my God, do you think it's going to be like a Jade and Bianca when they both have them in the air and they're like, you know what? Never mind. Yeet.
I don't know, because Ishii is stout. That's a stout man.
We've seen what Chris Statlander can do.
True. may pick them both up and then don't just start hitting each other. I see it.
I'm so excited. Oh my God.
Nada's just having a fangirl moment, fantasy book in this. You get these men out of here. I can see Ishii like, okay, let's fight.
Which also might happen. First of all, I'm excited to see Stokely's gear. That's going to be one thing. I need to
see what you think he's wearing.
We talked about this last week. You said he's coming out in headgear, which I said a headband. Who knows?
He'll come out in chest off. And Ishii going to rip it off Hulk Hogan.
Goodbye. He's going to put Vaseline on his chest. So when Ishii hits, it just slips off.
Ooh, for those of you who don't know, that is a old hood tactic. You grease up like Michael Nakazawa with Vaseline. So when someone goes to grab you and hit you, they slip right off like whoop.
And that's why in boxing, they put it all over your face. They put it on your brows. So if somebody hits you, it slips off. It's not as hard. Oh, man. I'm ready. I hope
I'm ready.
Excited. We just spent like 10 minutes talking about this promo.
I mean, not for nothing. This was the best thing on this show. I don't care. I do not care. This was the best thing on the show.
The bark. The bark. What did you think about the bark?
The bark? Oh, with Stokely? Oh, it was giving. Yeah. We got to work on it. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's kind of like when Hook kicked the room and says, doom time. And Joe was like, doom time. We got to work on that. We got to work on that.
That bark was hilarious. Oh my God.
It was giving, you know, when your chihuahua wanna go outside and it starts turning up, but then you pick up your chihuahua and it's like and then you put your chihuahua down again, it's like, ah.
That's correct. Oh my God. I'm probably gonna watch that promo back 10 times.
Honestly, truly. It's promo of the week. That's up there with you smell like onion rings and Newport. As Stokely promo again. Stokely's funny. He's funny. That's a funny guy. He's a funny guy.
He is. You know what I hope we get on Dynamite is like a little promo package of him training.
What music they got in the background? They got to have the Kendrick Lamar music in the background.
Goodbye.
Not They Not Like Us, because he has to come out to that at Wembley.
Okay.
The other one. The other one. He gotta do Meet the Grams. Just train with the slow music, sweat coming off his brow.
He's gonna do Meet the Grams, the instrumental version, or Euphoria. I could see him coming out to Euphoria. Oh my God.
He could come out to DMS X go and give it to you. I mean, X go and give it to you. Who stat like punch the bag? He's like,
or they could have like the Rocky theme to the him climbing, going up the stairs, training, and Stat's got to carry him up. Oh my God, we have so many.
Have him train to Final Countdown, and then Daniel's gonna be like, brother,
not playing the full song.
My guy, that's my song, brother. Guys, that was such that promo.
It was amazing.
It was good. It was good. I think we did like 10 minutes on that promo.
I know.
All right.
Let's get to another promo.
Yeah. We're going to open up this promo with, I don't know if this was a super chat. Mm-hmm. It was.
Yeah.
We had an Eddie Kingston promo. We're starting it off with Van Twinblade saying, hi, ladies. Yeah. First of all, am I dyslexic? First of all, Queen of the Ladies, Indies, is happening tonight. I'm dyslexic. That's what happened. Secondly, inhales. Eddie! I think that's how he wanted me to say it.
Yeah. Man.
Honestly, Eddie Kingston looked like, he looked like Santa.
Why would you say that?
He looked like Santa.
I love Eddie Kingston. Eddie Kingston, he takes my breath away. Love Eddie Kingston. The fact that he was calling out Bryan Danielson, I was like disappointed because I was like, oh man, he said he wasn't returning soon and he was still healing. I was like, when I heard that this was happening on Collision, I'm like, oh my God, is he ready? Is he going to be at Wembley? Like, what's going on? No, his beard has grown out. He is just chilling on his couch. And he's saying that Bryan Danielson is disrespectful, that he's disrespecting wrestling in general. And I was like, what is going on right now? I was very confused. And now Danielson's got a fight, okay? Because imagine getting called out by a man sitting at home on his couch, which the wrestlers do 24/7 anyway. That's but crazy. To have it be Eddie Kingston, I said, he's just like us. He is just like us.
He is like us. He is like us. Really quickly before I forget, there was a super chat from JC. I'm sorry, a humper chat from JC from the Claudio Castagnoli Leo Rush match that says next week's qualifying match for the spot in the four-way trio title. First team should be Top Flight. Then Leo's music hits and comes out with Bobby and Shelton, the business.
I wouldn't hate that. That'd be interessante.
I only dislike that because, like, why would he lose tonight then? You will come out with a new set of people, you're a loser. You know, like, in that confine. Listen, not literally.
I get you. I get you. You're like, you didn't win the first time. What makes you think you're going to win now? Like, I don't believe you.
Just because you change your panties don't mean, you know what, like, I mean? Like,
you don't have a leg to stand on in this one.
You should have said it was Top Flight for all that. At least they hear it. You have to go outside and get new guys. That's crazy. That's insane madness. But if it works, then damn, what does that say about Top Flight?
Top Flight has been through enough already. We need to give them something.
Them, the Dark Order, they've been through enough. Enough.
Yes.
All their life, they have to fight.
That's all they know is fighting.
All they know is fighting. Eddie Kingston, yeah, like, when he was saying it was disrespectful, wrestling got me so messed up. All I could hear was Jay Lethal saying it's disrespectful to me and this wrestling business. So I'm like, hey, how do you say it? Like, this man is lackadaisical. He want to go raise a family. He say, you're a bum. You're lazy. Yep. And then the cut back to Nigel McGuinness saying wise words from the king of the bums. And Nigel, get out of here, bro.
Nigel, this wasn't for you to throw your input in there.
Yes, he's king of the bums, but he got a broken leg right now. I don't think now's the time to call him king of the bums, Nigel. This is why Nigel needs to get squashed.
Not back to the squash match.
I'm back to the squash match. Nigel knows magic. Danny's about to make you disappear. Oh. I want to see it. At this point, I gotta see it.
We do. I feel like, again, Nigel said he was in the ring. Let's see if it's true.
I agree. Eddie Kingston also told Danielson, you ain't got it no more. And I'm like, damn, you really getting red to dust by a man on the couch with his toes out.
His leg up.
Up. I respect that. That's some real hating shit. I would come out there to get you, but I might have a blood clot in my leg. By the way, fuck you. That's real. 10 out of 10 promo. No notes.
Love you, Eddie.
Love you, Eddie Kingston. Keep on keeping on. After that, we got Mariah May versus London Dior. And shout outs to commentary, because that's even in our notes. They did not get this girl. Mariah May came out there and stood on business. This poor girl, London Dior, was already in the ring. They said Mariah May's music hit. She put that shoot out and gave that girl the shotgun drop kick from hell. I was like, get this bitch out of here. It was not horrible in a bad way. You tried, London. But Mariah May was like, I don't care. I don't get paid by the hour. She was on her Jack Perry shit. I wasn't mad at it. Do you have any notes for this match before we get into the post-match?
Honestly, didn't even know there was somebody else in the ring with Mariah. She came out and I was on the floor. She is stunning, okay?
Stunning.
And she came out. I was like, oh, this is it. She is a champion. Like, she is her. I don't know. I said Camille was her earlier. There could be multiple hers. Okay.
We support women out here. Unless you're a jerk, then I don't support you.
Period. Exactly. But man, Mariah, this is her time. Like, I'm so excited. She's so good. Such a badass. I think this is her division. Like, it's so believable. And she went out there. She did what she had to do. Maybe if Chris Jericho didn't have a promo, we'd have a longer match. But that's a story for next week. So yeah, no, I thought Mariah did what she had to do going into All In. It was a squash match, but I don't know, man. I was squashing tonight.
We squish squash.
Squish squash.
I mean, it was really about the post match, because it fades to black. And for a hot second,
I thought it was Julia.
Same. For a split second, I was like, Julia? But like, nah, they're not going to do that.
Honestly, I was a little disappointed that it was just Tony. I was like, oh, man, I thought it was Julia.
Darn. I wasn't mad. I wasn't mad at this. And I'm going to tell you why, because I'm a little bit of a nerd. So she does the whole clown joke where a man goes to see the doctor and he says, "Doctor, I'm depressed." The doctor says, "This famous clown is in town. You should go see the clown. The man starts crying and the doctor says, "Why are you crying?" He says, "Doc, I am that clown. That was the joke." But she said, "No, Doc, I'm not paying to see no clown. The clowns are paying to see me. I'm Tony Storm. What are you talking about?" It's like, Mariah May, you hurt my feelings. And that's okay because I'm about to hurt you. And at Wembley Stadium, it's going to be a show, darling. We doing stunts, tricks, ducks, dives. So I hope you got your Ringmaster gear on because you want to be a clown. Well, I'm a clown too. And this match is going to be bloody AF and I don't like it.
I am hoping that this match is so intense because I still feel that people, you know, still question sometimes Toni Storm, which they absolutely shouldn't. And I do get why, because when, as Timeless Toni Storm, she hasn't really shown her skills fully in the ring. It's been more about her character, but she can go. And Mariah can also go. And I feel like she's still having to prove herself to people because I feel like they're still not fully on board. I'm on board. Not saying that we're not on board.
I know how Toni Storm gives it up. I like this character-driven Toni Storm. It's not bad at all.
Yeah. And I think that this match, what we've seen when Mariah turned on Toni, that's 10% of what we're going to get at All In. I think this match is going to be brutal. I think it's probably going to be one of the top matches of the night. And after this, I do think Mariah is going to keep that championship and it's going to be a new division going forward. Like, I'm very genuinely excited to see what they're going to do in this match.
Because in my mind, if I'm fantasy booking, at some point, Camille goes to fight Mariah and Mariah beats that girl up or cheats her out her boots. That's how you shoehorn Mercedes in. And either Mercedes takes it the first time or the second time, because Mercedes versus Mariah is going to be really good if they go that direction so fast, so soon. But Mariah May is a jerk in the best possible way. Toni is champion? Not yet, no? No, Toni is champion. Mariah May won the Owen Hart Cup.
Owen Hart, yeah.
And she, her prize is to fight her at Wembley.
Fight her at Wembley, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think she beats Toni here. And if she doesn't beat Toni, Toni's got to kill this girl. Not literally, but like,
I just, oh my God, I don't see where the story would go if Toni wins. Because of course she has to keep the story or, you know, her Timeless Toni. And Timeless Toni was so unbeatable for such a long time. So you're telling me that it still couldn't be done, especially after we had such a badass woman like Mariah. Like, I just don't know. But I do see Mariah walking out and her holding that, you know, the Owen Hart belt and also that women's title. And it's going to be so good. It's going to be so good. And maybe then I feel like Jamie Hayter, if she comes back, she would get involved in Britt's match. But I don't know. There's could be a lot of factors that come into play with this. But I'm excited.
Do you think Toni Storm goes back to being regular Toni Storm after the beating she receives?
I don't think she would go back because I feel like she's changed. She might go some essence. She'd get a new theme. She'd get a new look. That combination of like her old school style with her punk rock vibe. But yeah, I think they could really play around with a rebrand of Toni Storm, of Timeless Toni Storm. She got to get rid of the Hollywood for now because
what happened after old Hollywood in media?
Yeah, we're not playing games here. I don't know.
I'm trying to think like, no, what happened? Like, was it old? I know it's old Hollywood, but then was it the Great Depression?
She's going to be in a Great Depression if she loses that title. I'll tell you that.
Then she'd be disco, baby.
We're going to get sparkles and disco balls.
Period. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to add sparkles and disco balls to this chat, go ahead and send a super chat or a humper chat. We are heading into the home stretch. We got a 30-minute main event that I'm going to wrap up real cutesy, real demure, because I have almost nothing nice to say.
Lovely.
So we're going to keep this real cute. Let's get into this. So we had the Acclaimed versus FTR as a main event. It started off with an Acclaimed backstage promo.
Oh my God. I forgot about that. I blocked it out.
I thought that we were going to get talking, but instead we got raps. Max Caster rapped. I'm going to refer to Reg on the contents of that because he's a rapper. I am not a lyricist. But my mother told me, if you have nothing nice to say, say nothing at all. So we're going to move, unless you have something to say.
why would he say that?
Yeah.
I am so confused. Honestly, I was like, we don't need to rap anymore. And honestly, when he started, I thought it was a good idea because I'm like, okay, we're pre-recording the raps now. I see it. So there's no mess up factor here. But the lines alone, he was talking about tampons and he was talking about hairy women and he was talking about being attracted to someone. And then he was talking about immigrants. And I quote, he said, I'll put you underground, like here in Texas. I'll put you underground, like here in Texas, like some immigrants. What is going on, sir? What is genuinely going on? And then I'm like, in my brain, I'm like, maybe they want us to hate Max Caster because
it's working. It's working.
It's working. Like, maybe this is all a conspiracy theory. And like,
it's a wrestling theory.
Yes. The fact that, you know, maybe when he messed up, it was on purpose the first time that he did it. And it was so people could hate Max Caster because he, out of the acclaimed, is the less likable one to the audience. It's just my opinion. Don't come for me, guys.
I don't think that's an incorrect opinion. I think that's the online sentiment as well. And I really think it's just because of the raps.
I feel like they, and then the acclaimed kind of went on a downhill slope. We kind of wanted something different. They weren't the champions anymore. I was very iffy about them. But the fact that these raps continue to be terrible, I don't understand why they just haven't split them up yet. People love Anthony Bowens more than they love Max Caster. And I don't know. Like, I guess that made me not interested in the match after that rap.
I'm not going to hold you. That rap, I was like, ugh. Like, I don't want to critique anyone's artistic freedom.
No, absolutely not. Like,
I just don't think this is working.
I don't think it was hitting.
Maybe Harley Cameron should write your raps.
I love Harley.
I love Harley. In her rap. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm gonna refer to Reg on that.
No, I no disrespect to anyone.
Kind of disrespect. I mean, like, the immigrants line was wild. That was wild.
Insane. I don't know.
That was wild.
Who do they check it? Somebody needs.
But if they pre-recorded this, this went through production. This went through like 8 people's hands.
They needed an editor for that one. I don't know. It just, and again, that's what made me think. I'm like, maybe they want us to hate him.
Like, maybe he was too over and they're trying to knock him down. Not me popping my head, man. You know what? It's fine. I prepared for this Rick level eventuality. That's fine. That's what I get for talking crap about Max Caster. The specter of Max Caster's mustache came and got me real good. Real good, Your Honor. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to spend too much time on this rap. If you want to go and dissect it yourself, I think the time for raps has come to an end, or we need to get some raps. You know what I mean? Yeah, it needs to stop, or we need to get some raps.
I think we need to wrap it up.
That's also a good slogan for Bluetooth. Wrap it up. Don't make it harder than it needs to be. Wrap it up.
That's also an ad for Bluetooth.
Don't make it harder than it. Make it harder than it needs to be, but also wrap it up.
Jeez. So then, did that rap have any effect on how you felt during this match or no?
I will say, the match itself is always going to be good because the acclaimed and FTR are phenomenal athletes. Words aside, they could never talk and grab and lock up and I'd be with it.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm good. I've seen a lot of acclaimed. I've seen a lot of FTR versus each other.
Yeah.
I like wrestling. And please, I don't mean this with any amount of disrespect because I respect these guys as athletes and whatever it is, but it's kind of giving New Day and Usos at this point. How many times? Yeah. I get it, especially in the case of the acclaimed where you're trying to be or they're trying to portray them like, we're not jokes. We're not jokey joke. We're serious wrestlers. We're not. Like, y'all can go. I don't know where the disconnect is, but this match, I was like, okay, it's stiff. It's a great match. It didn't really pick up for me until they said the 5-minute warning. And then I started passively listening and started actively listening and watching because, like, okay, I've seen this. You guys are great. No complaints. Hitting the shatter machine on FTR? Rude. Okay. But also, as a lot of you guys know, I cover the Thursday show. I didn't want to see another five minute draw. I did not want to see that, but that's what I got. And the moment they said 5 minutes, the first thing out of my mouth is, oh, so we doing a four-way at Wembley, huh? So we doing a four-way, huh? And sure as shit, the end of the show, that's what we got. They go to a time draw, y'all. They go to a time draw. It was really the last 5 minutes. That's where most of my notes come in. There, I said there was a slip and fall before they did the superplex on Bowens from the top rope on Dax, but they recovered really well because Anthony, even though it looked like he was like, shit, and he got right into the right spot, was right there to go. Daddy Ass was ready to recover him on as well. Cash almost ate shit on the outside when he went to go dive. At the last 5 minutes were so frantic, but them doing the four-way at Wembley makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm trying to think of who else is in that four-way, because I know it's the Elite. It's those three. And what's the other team?
Is that a four-way? I thought it was a triple threat. I think the four-way is for...
the trios, and I have that confused.
I think so. I could be wrong. Guys, correct us in the chat. But yeah, I do want to say that it's going to be like... that's what we were thinking about. Like, oh, is it going to be Top Flight?
Okay.
Christian, and then it's Juice... and then it's House of Black, and then the other team. I want to say that that's what it was.
There's so many men.
The four ways for the trios. Okay.
Thank you guys. My brain just hurt at that point. I'm like, this. Who else is there? Like, I'm not mad at it, and I feel like in this sense, making it a three way for Wembley. My complaints about the Usos and the New Day also extend to the Elite as well. FTR, for better or for worse, have been a stalwart in that division. But because of that, I feel no one else really gets shine. And so are the Acclaimed. The Acclaimed are one of the few guys who started from there and really got pushed all the way through. So I don't know what we do here. I feel the Elite wins, but we got to push somebody. Somebody else got to come up in here. Somebody, guys, y'all got to do something. Iridian, what did you think of this match? What did you think of it now being a triple threat at Wembley?
You know what? Going into this match, I was like, am I really interested? Not really.
Mm-hmm.
I would have rather watched FTR versus the 80s men from last week.
The 80s men!
That was great. Okay. Do you remember how much fun that match was?
Turbo Floyd!
That was so good. And I was like, the first 5 minutes of this match, I was like, man, last week's match was so good. I was like, FTR
was
the
80s men.
I was like, the 80s men were great. FTR was having a fantastic time, and that's where
shout
my notes
to the Outrunners.
Yeah. Shout outs to them. They did the thing. Memorable, okay? Because I'm still talking about them a week later. Same thing. The last 5 minutes were where my notes started coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic match, okay? I'll even give it the last 10 minutes. It was genuinely incredible what these guys were able to do in that amount of time. Honestly, they cooked, okay?
It was great.
I don't have any bad things to say. When we got that announcement of like 5 minutes left, I was like, oh no, why are they announcing it? Something's happening. Something's in the books. And I was like, there's no way they're going to do, I was thinking about all the other scenarios. I was thinking about MJF and Adam Cole when it was like 1 second left or when it went to a draw. I was like, there's no way that this could happen again. And then that last minute hit. And I was like, they're both going to Wembley.
Yeah.
It was a little predictable, but I feel like we kind of all knew that they were going to Wembley. But honestly, it's what this match needed, because I wasn't going to care for FTR versus the Young Bucks.
The Elite again, bro.
And I wasn't going to care for if the Acclaimed had won, the Acclaimed versus the Elite. Like, it wasn't going to make any sense. So the fact that now it's a triple threat, this is what we needed. People were not going to talk about that match if it was just one team against another team. Yeah. It was going to be forgettable. It was going to get lost in the card. But now this has potential to be one of maybe top three matches of the night. I'm excited to see it, because I know if we saw, we know what they can all do separately. We know what they can do together in the ring. To see them all three together, my interest is just going to be what role Daddy Ass is going to play in it. So we're going to have to see. But yeah, man, last 5 minutes of this match, incredible.
Yeah, they was out here. I will also say, I think this also happened, I said this with the trios match as well. When you put all your top tag teams, you're initially saying, you know what I'm trying to say. You're getting rid of somebody. Yeah, yeah. Somebody's going to the back of the line. And that needs to happen with these three guys. You do have top flight. You can, if the BCC, not BCC, the Bang Bang Gang loses, you can have these guys do tags. You can have them do other things. There's top flight. There is the infantry. I feel like
there needs to be a rotation.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why they had ratings, but I feel like they kind of moved back from the ratings now. Like,
you can't do that in professional. Come on.
Exactly. Like, you had the ratings. I meant rankings. I'm so sorry.
I know what you meant.
Yeah. But like, it's like, that's why you had it. So if people are picking up their wins, then they get closer to those championship opportunities. And if they don't, they move towards the back. Like, you can't rotating. And that's why people, I think, we're going to be disinterested if it was just going to be one team versus another team. I don't know who comes out of this. I don't think it's going to be the Acclaimed. I think they need to split up, honestly.
I don't, you know, I'm so torn about that because I don't like to give negative critiques without giving some sort of constructive criticism.
Yeah.
I don't think that Max Caster is bad. I just think that there is a disconnect between the fans and him. And the only thing I can pinpoint as a point of meh is the raps, because he's good in the ring. His promos are okay, but I think his promos lean back to, like, my biggest gripe with his raps is they're very lyrical miracle, and that's it's like awfully hot coffee pot. Like, it's giving, yo, a hip and a hop and a hop and a hit, and I get it, but then when you don't, you say shit like immigrant.
it's honestly crazy. And like you said, I think Max Caster is a great wrestler. Mm-hmm. I also think that Anthony Bowens is a great wrestler. They would be fantastic singles competitors. And but like, I see a world where possibly the main event could be Max Caster versus Anthony Bowens.
Maybe they need to go heel.
Maybe that, you know what? Maybe that would work too. Keep them together, but have them be a heel faction. That could work. I wouldn't hate that. But then again, you need to bring up another team to face them, because they can't be the same Elite FTR. Somebody needs a vacation, okay?
Nobody take vacations in that company. That's not what they know for. Isn't Moxie still waiting to go on vacation?
Oh, man.
Danielson literally has to retire to go on vacation.
That's crazy.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, you know what would be crazier? If you keep you turn the Acclaimed heel, and Max Caster just keeps rapping.
That's a real heel move.
That's the heel move.
You join Chris Jericho, you have him rap. Okay, I'd watch that. That's like constructive criticism. Go full heel. Have Jericho go, "Hi guys, I'm with the Acclaimed. You all say I'm really lame."
And then Max Caster just like, "Listen." And he throws it back to.
That's like, he's like, yo, you start rapping again. Whatever.
Yep.
Oh, hot. Man. Anybody else hot? I'm hot. We got a super chat from Dex Baxter. Says, honestly, I'm sick of FTR. Whoa. I'm sick of FTR versus the Bucks even more. When are we making new A-tier tag teams? When is it Private Party's turn? Top Flight, Dark Order. You know you asking the real questions. Let me call my best friend Tony Khan. Hello.
Let's
ask you something.
Again, we've talked about how Top Flight has kind of got the short end of the stick. Same thing with Dark Order. Private Party. These teams, I'm so sorry to you because you're so fantastic. And it's just unfortunate. Things keep happening, you know, injuries.
Remember H2O?
That's crazy. That's crazy. Craziness, but man, it's just push these teams. You know, we know they're great. Again, you mentioned the infantry. Where are they? What's going on? I know they're doing things on Ring of Honor, but bring them over. All right.
On that note, we're done. Max Caster teaching music under the learning tree. Listen.
Wow.
I am a trained musician, so if you need help learning the bass clef and the treble clef and you actually start teaching the music under the learning tree, I think that would get over. That would get over. It's so stupid to the point where you're like, yo, Max Caster, you funny again, right? You funny again.
That's crazy.
Yo, Dex, stop. He said, remember Proud and Powerful? Remember Best Friends?
Craziness.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be our show, because that's a lot.
Yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sticking around with us, for vibing. Thank you for sending
this super long chat. Show.
And the Humper. We had, honestly, that Stokely promo took 20 minutes. And I'm not mad at it.
I'm not. Yeah. Not mad at it at all. Honestly, I would like the boys from Dalton Castle. Boys!
Where's Dalton like them in the Castle?
In the trios? Can you imagine?
I wouldn't be mad at that. Mm.
I think he's Ring of Honor, though. But
yeah. See, and that's what I'm so confused about, like, all these people showing up on Collision and on Dynamite. Like, I get it. You're trying to lure people in. But, like, what's happening here? What are we doing? Athena never gets lured in. That's what I'm mad at.
Because Athena's like, I know what my show is.
I know where I'm getting my paycheck at.
And last time I was on that chicken shit gig, you dropped me to Jade. I'm out of here. Iridian, where can people find you?
You guys can head over to YouTube on Rest Friends. That's WREST Friends. Cresta mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but I just interviewed Shawn Michaels. It was fantastic. He's so great. We talked about NXT making its CW debut here in Chicago at the Allstate Arena. So make sure you go over and check that out. Also, you can find me on TikTok, on Twitter, on Instagram at @Iridian_Fierro. I'm literally just Iridian Fierro everywhere. So yes, that's where you can find me. And of course, every Saturday I'm here with the beautiful Cresta Starr. Cresta, where can our beautiful Fightful Colliders find you?
Every Thursday and every Saturday, I am here over on Fightful, going over TNA with Joel Pearl. And on Saturdays, I'm here with Iridian most times, sometimes Rick, very rarely Sean, but I'm out here. We're going over all things Collision. You can find me on the internet everywhere. You can type Cresta Starr, and that's CrestaStarr, like a pirate, except for Twitter. X, it's Cresta the Star, like Megan the Stallion, because I got the band. I just do stuff. I'm out here. I yell. Be my friend, but if you want to be my friend and lay your burdens down, it's $444 because ain't no free therapy on the internet. Go to BetterHelp. All right. Don't forget to subscribe to $5. $5? Subscribe to Fightful Select for the best $5 in the business about wrestling. Ask Sean Ross Sapp. Contract updates. Ask Grabsity. Tell them you want Iridian and Crush the Q&A that you want to hear us just cackle for 40 minutes.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. This was Collision. I hope you had a good night. We'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye now.
Bye, guys. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.